Hi, this is Irene Otham, and I am back with the first step in the hangout of last week that was 7 ways to help your child build self-confidence. This week we're going to talk about the first step, as I said, and the first step is how to improve your own self-confidence. Let's just talk 2 seconds about what self-confidence is. Self-confidence is based on the self-image that you have. And the self-image that a kid has is what he sees when he sees in the mirror. Does he like it? Does he feel the way, good feelings for himself? And does he like the way he is? This will so has so much to say for the rest of his life, because how he perceives himself will affect how he's dealing with other people, doing in school, doing in at work, dealing with marriage. It will become so much more than just a little feeling. It will just it will become a lot for him. So it's important that the children have self-confidence. And without self-confidence, they actually might develop personal issues. They might just get loud or bullied, or yeah, there's a lot of things, but we can go back to that later. But this time we're going to talk about this first step that you can do, and that is actually just taking care of yourself and your self-confidence. Because our kids, they mirror us. They see how we do and how we talk and what we say about ourselves and what we say to others about ourselves. So if you go around telling your family over and over again that you are looking fat, you're not feeling well, you don't think you are that pretty or anything like that, something about your body, and it's a conflicting in their mind because you don't look fat, you're not something like that, they might just think that, okay, there's a body image here that I don't understand, and they will maybe take this on themselves and become aware of their self image in their body, and that might help little kids to have issues with their body weight and so on. So it's important to be aware of how and what you say in front of your children and in front of others in your family. And there's another way they mirror us. They also mirror our feelings. So they can see how you are feeling. They can see how you're acting when you're happy and when you're sad. And the thing that they can really feel is if we are not being truthful. If they can actually feel that if I'm trying to be happy and I'm not, the children will understand that, they will see this conflict in me. And this will just confuse them because they don't understand how you have to maybe sometimes put on a smile and just fake it. But that's not real for little kids. So they will feel that this is a conflicting thing, and they will be unsure, and that will also connect. They can also come to that if they see that you are unhappy, they might think that you are unhappy because of them. And when they haven't done anything wrong, or they don't know what they are doing, that they are doing anything wrong, then this might they might inflict this on their self-image, that they're not worth anything, they're not good enough because you are unhappy. So it's really important to be consistent, and it's more important to be open and honest with your feelings with your kids. Be truthful, and if you're not having that as good a day, just tell them. Dr. Sears, I talk a lot about him because he is a good doctor and does a lot of work with these kind of questions that I talk about. And he talks about a way to improve your self-confidence, and that's a therapeutic way. And that's about seeing the good and discarding the bad. And he says that there are things you can do. You can make a list of what your parents did to make you build your self-confidence. Then you make a list for what they did to weaken your self-confidence. And then you decide to keep in your heart what is the good things and discard of the bad things. And if you can't do this by yourself, you can always try to get a hold of a professional, maybe a psychiatrist or a family therapist, and they can help you. This is important to take care of yourself, and you will know that it will all boil down to how you feel about yourself and how you perceive yourself in and showing that to your kids. And if there's something in your past that is inflicting your parenting skills, that you have to confront it and do something about it. And just make it happen for yourself and for your kids. So, till next time, take care. Okay, bye.